Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Okay, granted we have a lot of dairies, and it follows that where there's milk, there's cheese making. But how did Vermont become such an artisan cheese powerhouse? The person who knows the answer is Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist, and she's here to clue us in. Melissa, great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
I have all the answers, Rick, right?
That's right. Culture Magazine recently asked you to write about Vermont as one of the regions highlighted in their annual Best Cheeses issues. Are we a big cheese in the artisan cheese world? And if so, says who?
So yeah, by the numbers, the Vermont Cheese Council, which is a member-supported nonprofit, has about 50 cheesemaker members, and we have more farmstead cheesemakers per capita than any other state. We also go home every year with an outsized load of awards from the American Cheese Society contest and some other national and international contests. So, for example, this year, 13 different Vermont cheesemakers, from the tiny Cate Hill Orchard in Greensboro to the very well-established Grafton Village Cheese Company, won 36 trophies. And we even took home the 1-2 punch for Best in Show, both of the top prizes, to Jasper Hill. I thought it'd be fun to talk to the executive director of a different state's artisan cheese community. So California, they're pretty big, right? So Anthea Stoltz, who's the executive director of the California Artisan Cheese Guild, basically said, yeah, you know, Vermont's amazing. They're inspiring. She said, it's inspiring to see a state with a population smaller than San Francisco consistently take home all these top honors. Overall, I think Vermont has always attracted out-of-the-box thinkers, self-starters. You know, it's a hardscrabble place to come up here to the cold and the, you know. Tom Bivens, the executive director of the Vermont Cheese Council, basically also said that our scale of agriculture is small enough that it makes us more nimble. If something isn't working, it's more easy to about face. We also, all many of us, share this drive to preserve the pastoral agricultural landscape. As you noted, we have a deep dairy farming tradition. And then this was a really interesting point that Patricia Katowska, who's Italy's North American category manager for salumi, formaggi, and dairy. They're Italian, you know, they use those fancy Italian words. She said, you know, Vermont is close enough to New York City, to Boston, to big metro areas that provide really solid markets for these sorts of artisan cheese products. She said, we all want to move to beautiful Vermont. We can have the cheese at least. And I thought that was such a good point.
I know one way to enjoy our cheeses is to attend the annual Vermont Cheesemakers Festival, which I did this August at Shelburne Farms.
Yeah, and I missed it. I keep being away. So tell me, how was that?
You just go through tents where every cheesemaker in the state is handing out samples, and that's like being in heaven.
Yep.
But then I also got to sit in and listen on this panel discussion on farmstead cheeses. And so there were wonderful farmstead cheeses presented. Yeah, an excellent way to spend an afternoon.
Yeah, and at Shelburne Farms, which is obviously a cheesemaker too, couldn't be a more beautiful setting.
Right. So what are other ways people can get to know and enjoy Vermont cheeses?
So there is a Vermont Cheese Trail. The Vermont Cheese Council puts out a map, which I have right here, and it's pretty awesome. It shows all of the cheesemakers. They're not all places you can visit, but it's very clearly marked, and some have visiting hours. And I mean, look at that. There's some across the whole state. We'll link to that on the VPR Cafe website. Obviously, farmers markets are a great way to meet cheesemakers. We're kind of not in that season, but there are winter farmers markets, and cheeses are often a year-round product. Mm-hmm. Another place that we've talked about before on VPR Cafe, the Mad River Taste Place in Waitsfield, has an amazing Vermont-focused cheese counter. Happens to also be where the offices of the Vermont Cheese Council are. Co-ops are often really good places to taste Vermont cheeses. So those are some of the things. And I'm always learning about, I mean, I feel like I know a lot of the cheesemakers, but I just was looking at the Vermont Cheese Council website, and there's a new little one down in Manchester Center, North Meadow Farm, that's making a Wensleydale-type cheese, which is of my childhood. I have to find it.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri, and with me today is food writer Melissa Passanen. We're talking about Vermont's reputation in the cheese world. Melissa, let's talk about some of the state's leading cheesemakers that you wrote about for Culture Magazine. Tell us one thing we don't know about Vermont Creamery.
folks probably know about Vermont Creamery. They're known largely for their goat cheeses, but they also do some cow's milk products. 1984, co-founders Bob Rees and Allison Hooper were among the first to make a U.S.-made French-style goat cheese. So in 2017, flash forward well over 30 years, they sold to the Minnesota-based farmer cooperative Land O'Lakes. But I hadn't really spent a lot of time with their president, Adeline Drouart. Bob and Allison have stepped back, and Adeline is an amazing story. She started as an intern, came over from France, which is her native country. She was a grad student in microbiology and dairy science. She basically didn't speak English. She Googled creme fraiche and fromage USA, figuring wherever she found would, you know, have at least she'd know how to say the names of the products. And she has become this powerhouse. And she didn't plan to stay, but she got such great opportunities to learn and lead at Vermont Creamery that she said she would not have gotten in the codified world of French cheese. So I thought that was really interesting.
And what's interesting at Jasper Hill?
So sellers at Jasper Hill in the Northeast Kingdom, a lot of people will know of that. Also, they just celebrated their 15th year, Matteo and his brother Andy Kaler. And they basically developed this cheesemaking operation to support the working landscape. And they've grown to 22,000 square foot, 7-vaulted cheese aging facility. And they work with their own cheeses that they make with their own herd, but also with cheeses made by other cheesemakers to age the cheeses and then market and distribute them. They are now up to 80 employees, and they have over $15 million worth of sales. That's big in 15 years.
And how about Springbrook Farm in Reading?
So this is a farm I visited several years ago, and it has a really neat additional wrinkle to it. So there are 10 full-time employees working there with a herd of 42 Jersey cows. They make a cheese, or they make a couple cheeses, but the one that's most well-known is Tarentaise. They also have about 1,000 young assistants. You might wonder, what does that mean? So they have a program, a nonprofit, Farm for City Kids Foundation, that is affiliated with the cheesemaking operation. And they bring kids and teachers from urban schools, mostly in the Northeast, to sort of have hands-on understanding and learning of farms and natural cycles and environment. It's super cool. And the kids actually, you know, muck out the stalls, the cows' pens, and help, not in the same moment, turn the cheeses very carefully. It's just amazing to watch them.
Melissa Pasadena is a freelance journalist. I want to thank you for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Always good to be here, Rick.